Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. So, it's still slim pickings for new releases, although that'll change next week with new music from the Shins of Montreal and The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. But this week isn't terrible, even if a couple things we'll feature here are indeed just that, terrible. We'll get to those, but first let's listen to a couple of brand new albums and singles that we can recommend. Here we go. The stars of Track and Field are the newest signing to Wind Up Records, the folks that brought you Creed and Evanescence, and you'd be a fool to hold their label against them. This Portland trio recently toured with Sunny Day Real Estate's Jeremy Einick and Greg Dooley's Twilight Singers, which ought to give you some hint as to what they're like, only with a little more synthesizer and a nod or two to both Aphex Twin and My Bloody Valentine. Confused? Don't be. Peel away the digital effects, and behind each Stars of Track and Field track is an anthem in waiting. Centuries Before Love and War follows in the heels of 2005's critically acclaimed debut EP, You Came Here for Sunset last year. Centuries officially comes out this week, but it has been available on iTunes forever. We recommend a spacey little tune called Movies of Antarctica. Here's a listen. That's the Stars of Track and Field. From there, we head towards a track that you'll find online at the nicest price of all, free. On New Year's Eve, conscious rapper and perennially underrated MC Talib Kweli released his collaboration with Madlib, Liberation. It's free. All nine tracks and album art can be downloaded from Kweli's MySpace page and the Stone's Throw Record website. Are they crazy for giving this one away? Well, it could have easily sold well. These aren't half-assed freebies. They're fully realized tunes, and while obviously we recommend downloading the whole record, because nine songs cost the same as one, if we had to pick just one to recommend, it's a tune called Funny Money, a song that just doesn't shout out to the Roots, but playfully bites their style too. Check this out. Yo, these promoters shady and they good for broken promises. Some of them scared of the hood, so they only promote the colleges. I'm having problems with excuses, especially when it comes to my money and the contract is exclusive. They sell tickets with your name. That's Talib Kweli from the free online-only record Liberation. Next up, new music from Frank Sinatra. Really. Romance, Songs from the Heart is a new Sinatra collection aimed straight at the Valentine's Day market, and it's hard to argue with. What's here are 21 of Sinatra's classic capital-era love songs. They get the digital remastering treatment, and there's two rarities tacked on the end. An unreleased version of Nice and Easy, and If You Are But a Dream, a song never before commercially available on CD. My Funny Valentine and Try a Little Tenderness are probably your best bets if you're making a CD for Valentine's Day, but If You Are But a Dream ought to work nice too. Obviously, it's something she won't already own, and heck if it doesn't feature some fine Frank Sinatra singing. Check this.
If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true.
All right, I promise to balance the good with the bad and the ugly too. Here's the bad. Under the tagline, the Jersey beat meets the Mercy beat, comes Meet the Smithereens, a track-by-track recreation of the Beatles' groundbreaking album Meet the Beatles. Why? Not sure. It's being released on the 43rd anniversary of the Beatles' original release date. But couldn't they have at least waited until the 45th anniversary? Or perhaps never? What's here are 12 paint-by-number covers, none of which seem to add anything new or thought-provoking. I'm sure the band's heart is in the right place, and for Uber fans, I'm sure it'll be fun to see just how faithfully they've nailed these tunes. For the rest of us, I'm not sure. But try one for yourself. Here's a piece of I Saw Her Standing There.
She wouldn't dance with another. Oh, when I saw her standing there.
That's the Smithereens. From the bad, we head towards the outright ugly. Diana Ross's first new record in forever came out last year across the world. Now it's out here on Tuesday. It's called I Love You, and it's yet another Valentine's cash-in. These are supposedly Diana's favorite love songs ever. From Burt Bacharach and Hal David's The Look of Love and Marvin Gaye's I Want You to The Drifters' This Magic Moment and Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Wait a minute, the rest of the world got to hear the Queen cover, but it's not on this American release. For pure comedic purposes, that would have been the goldmine, but we've been robbed. Instead, we get a replacement piece of semi-sentimental, half-sung blandness to match the other 14 slices of raw, uncut sap. This is a truly horrible record, and just to keep with the theme, we'll illustrate just how horrible the record is with a Beatles cover. This is Diana Ross's take on the Beatles' I Will. If you're listening to this podcast on your iPod and happen to be on an elevator, this ought to be perfect. Here you go.
Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart.
And finally, just to cleanse your palate, we'll move forward a bit to highlight a March release. The follow-up to Aqualung's American debut, Strange and Beautiful, has been completed and it's called Memory Man. The first single has arrived and it's definitely promising. The knock on Aqualung, aka Matt Hales, is that there's not much there to differentiate him from Coldplay's Chris Martin, an argument this new track doesn't necessarily diffuse. But it's a fine and superbly melodic pop song nonetheless, one that gets catchier every time you hear it. Here's a sample of Pressure Suit, a new one from the UK's Aqualung. That's Aqualung, a new one from the Memory Man record, which we'll no doubt sample more of in March. More immediately, we'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including The Shins of Montreal and The Good, the Bad, and the Queen. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.